Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments on the Maury Povich Show.
Bad enough to think that your boyfriend is cheating, but with your best friend, it's crazy. I don't know whether to whoop her ass or his. When me and Pa first got together, Dominique couldn't stand Pa. But now she coming to my house, cooking them chicken tetrazzini. Our Pa talks about it, her cooking. What is it? Do he want her and the chicken tetrazzini?
You're furious. You're furious.
My best friend sleeping with my boyfriend?
How long y'all been going together?
Me and Pa been together 4 long years. Me and Dominique been best friends for 7 years.
What about this cook?
Dominique cooked pile chicken tetrazzini.
You think he has won him over with chicken tetrazzini?
I don't know what she do with the chicken tetrazzini, but pile love it. Pile love it. Dominique can cook, but I know she's seducing my man with a chicken tetrazzini.
It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, infants with loose eyeballs, plus the Walmart Whippet Bandit inhales again, and lumpy lady asses. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, this is the Distorted View Show, back for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great one for you, but at the top of the program, I got to tell you what's happening in my personal life. I'm in the middle of a feud on Twitter with anorexic girls. This is my life, freaks. You know, it started innocently enough. I wasn't out to get these girls, but my Twitter buddy, Phil Cooper, said, you got to be following Pro-Anna. Apparently, there's a group of anorexics and bulimics who set up a Twitter account. And so I just replied, thanks. We should all be following for some good tips and tricks to look fabulous. And then the pro-Anna girl saw my message and flipped the fuck out. Girls! Girls! Please block these Twitterers! And you know, she told everyone to block me. So in my opinion, the pro-Anna girls overreacted by far. I didn't take kindly to this, so I replied, oh, Pro-Anna, lighten up. And by lighten up, I mean lose some fucking weight. And then they really didn't like that, and that's when all the retweets started. Many of the girls called me a loser. Someone else said, what the fuck, why do people choose to pick fights with others on Twitter? I didn't start anything. You started it. Who they don't even know. Fucking jerks. I can't believe these girls are calling me a loser. These are the same broads who shove coffee grounds up their ass, mixed in with a gallon of wine to produce an epic enema. So yeah, I'm the loser. But anyways, so that's what's going on at Twitter. So thank you very much, Phil, for letting me know all about the anorexics and bulimics on Twitter. We used to read a lot of posts from the Anamia community. There's like a group blog where girls could ask for thinspiration and tips and stuff like that. But, you know, it got kind of boring. But like a sample post, like one of my favorite posts was like some girl posing a question. Girls, just wondering, is it normal that I can't stop pooping blood? You know, as if it's ever normal to be shitting out fucking Lake Superior's worth of blood from your anus. What did you expect that answer to be? I'm really hoping this is normal. Those are the type of idiots we're dealing with. Calling me a loser. All right, moving on. I've got a great Craigslist ad. This one was posted in New Orleans. The headline is Free Use Silicone Implants. I'm fairly certain these are gone by now. Free! They're free! My stepmom went from a double E cup to a triple D cup. I've got 2 implants sitting on my desk right now. You can have them if you want them. They are in a Piggly Wiggly bag, not included. Absolutely no questions entertained, none. However, one is completely sterile. What? Please ask for Steven. Call between 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. There you go, another great Craigslist find. Moving on now, Suzu sent me a video link to something I believe we featured several years ago on the show, but I thought maybe we should go over it again, at least for the new listeners. This is very useful information if you happen to be a clown. Look, if you're interested in the clown arts, it's important to know, you know, you don't just graduate from clown school and start working with Ringling Brothers. No, no, you've got to start at the bottom and claw your way to the top. That means volunteering your time at nursing homes, entertaining the near dead. Now, there are some differences between entertaining children and entertaining the elderly. That's what this video is for. You're going to learn some very important do's and don'ts here. But first, why do elderly people like clowns?
The elderly really receive you quite well. I think it's because they already know how vulnerable they are. They're lonely, and they long for touch.
Ugh.
So as clowns, we take seriously what Jesus said in Matthew 25.
They're Christian
clowns! I'll put this in my own words. If a person is hungry, you feed them. If they're thirsty, you give them something to drink.
And if they have Alzheimer's, you blow them up a balloon. That doesn't seem right. All right, let's get to the do's and don'ts of clowning around with old people.
When you enter the nursing home, do not stand there with your group in a large cluster of clowns. Clowns can look rather intimidating if you see a lot of them in one place.
Old people are so fucking feeble, they're afraid of clowns. Are you death coming for me?
Be sure to choose a partner. Two clowns together are really great. If you attempt to make visits with three or four, you outnumber the person so much that they may feel a bit uneasy. A couple of cautions. Don't fulfill any request that is made of you by a patient. You're going to have your heartstrings...
Get me out of here! I want to go home! I want to go home! Take me home! These people steal from me! Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Those old people in nursing homes are just itching to get out. They'll do whatever it takes.
Hugged, as you hear their plenty voices asking you to help them out of bed or into bed or to take them outdoors or to hand them something.
Or to rub their breasts.
The best rule of thumb is don't do it. If you do encounter something that you feel is a real need, go to the desk or seek out an aide. Break your silence and let the request be made known. Also, check in advance with the head of nursing at the desk to find out if a particular patient might have some problems that you might encounter.
They've all got problems. They're dying in front of your eyes. And furthermore, how degrading is it if you're an old person to have to sit and interact with a clown? It's a fucking 95-year-old woman. She doesn't give a fuck about your floppy shoes or your miming. The only thing she cares about is that you're blocking the TV and she can't see Angela Lansbury solving crimes. There you go, just a little blast from the past. Christian clowns entertaining the elderly. Moving on, I've got a horrible homemade sex tape for you. If I was the guy in this video, I gotta tell you, I would just walk. Because the girl he's banging is annoying. There's a dog that gets in the way. The phone is ringing. It's just a disaster. Take a listen.
Gently. Oh. Wait, hold on a second. No, for real, like, I thought there was lotion.
Okay.
Oh my god, stupid skin.
Alright, skin is in the way. Stupid skin, what the hell is she talking about? She's afraid lotion has entered her pussy. Like, you're ruining the mood here, honey. But then it gets worse.
I don't want to get it up the air.
Oh, no, yes.
Good. Oh god, I'm gonna have a freaking orgasm like you say. Slowly. No, I can't take it like this, I can't.
Alright.
No, Chuck, I can't.
Alright, Chuck's now gotta reposition the girl, take his cock out of her ass. We're only a minute into the fucking here, and she's already had lotion issues, skin issues. She doesn't want to get fucked in the ass. Why?
It's too much.
It's too much.
Skippy, be down.
Now Skippy, or whatever the hell the dog's name is getting in the way. I don't know why you would even start having sex with the dog on the bed, but that's what they were doing.
Skippy, be down. Don't kick her off.
Well, yeah, the guy is kind of, like, on his knees fucking her, and the dog's behind him, so he just sort of, like, you know, pushes the dog with his leg. Oh! And now she's screaming at him about that.
Get down! Get down! Don't kick her off!
Don't kick her off!
Oh!
What the hell else could happen to interrupt them?
Oh my god! My hip!
All right, something with her hand.
Oh my god!
Well, now they seem to be back on track now. Chuck is really giving it to her. I would hate to be their downstairs neighbor.
Oh my god, Chuck! Oh my god!
All right, everything seems to be going well now.
Chuck! Whoa! It moved in the trunk. Oh my god! Something. Are you even there yet?
All right, now see that—that's a boner killer right there. When you're fucking a girl, she's like, "Are you there yet? Come on, speed it up!"
Oh my god! Are you even there yet? It's not even in.
Okay, and then the guy's phone starts ringing. Of course, it's the theme to Halloween. Another mood killer right there. Then the girl just starts crying for Chuck to stop fucking her.
Oh my god! Chuck, please!
What a disaster!
Please, Chuck!
At that point, Chuck is like, fuck it. He pulls his dick out and finishes by jerking off.
Oh my god. You're spraying it everywhere.
Now she's bitching at him because he's spraying it everywhere. I mean, I realize any sex is better than no sex at all, but I'd probably punch the bitch in the face first to knock her out so she'd shut the fuck up for a few minutes while I plow her. It's making me angry. I've got a great video here of a mayoral candidate getting heckled. This dude is relatively young. He's from Toledo. He's running for mayor. And here he is trying to give a speech, and it's not working out.
Well, we're here today in Parkwood Avenue for the street that my mother actually grew up on down the street.
There's just one guy. Boo!
Hey, make sure you guys get that camera right there.
Yeah. Are you done?
No, I'm
going to
keep
going. Okay, all right. We have a situation in Toledo where there's faulty fire lines and...
It's totally...
Liar.
That one guy is totally tripping him up.
Liar. Boo, Ben Knopp.
Yeah, the heckler is just saying, boo, Ben Knopp, which is the candidate's name.
Can I talk now, or do you want to talk? Well, why don't you let me talk, and then you can talk. That's fair. Okay. Well, we're here again today.
Boo, liar, boo.
All right.
Well, why don't you come on down and tell all the TV cameras what your problem is? That way we
let's get it out of the way, and then I can say my piece, and you can say your piece, and we'll go from there. We'll be civilized about it. No? You're not coming down here? Okay, well, then let me speak my piece, and maybe they'll come interview you afterwards, and you can present your argument, okay? That's fair.
Boo, liar, boo.
All right.
There you go. Take four.
Yes.
Faulty.
Okay, we're here on Parkwood for a very serious issue.
It's at that point the whole crew decides to move to a new location. Probably not a bad idea. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got one more clip for you. This is a kid who is videotaping himself playing a video game. Actually, it's something called Step Mania, which is kind of like Dance Dance Revolution or something, but you go to stepmania.com and music starts playing and you have to, instead of dancing, you press buttons on your keyboard. So you're like, left, right, up, down, blah, 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 you know, real fast like that. And this kid, I don't know if he's trying to beat his own personal score or what, but he gets very angry and he takes it out on his monitor. First of all, this game sounds so annoying. You can hear him mashing down on the buttons.
fucking love to do in this monitor?
He just pushed his monitor into his wall. His wall, by the way, is littered with, like, holes in it.
What I would fucking love to do in this monitor. God, like, I can't get a comfortable spot for my right hand. At all. Like, this has been my problem for fucking since I got this monitor.
All right, I don't know if you could hear that because the music is so loud, but he's saying that he's been having this problem since he got the monitor. He can't find a comfortable position for his hand, and that's what's screwing him up.
The wall behind my fucking computer wasn't broke till I got this monitor. Now it's completely fucked to shit.
See, the problem now is he's very flustered, so there's no way he's going to be able to perform well.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's try it again. Get back up on that horse. This is the gayest music I've ever heard.
Fucking love to do. Oh!
Yeah, he just took his keyboard and threw it into the monitor. The screen is all broken.
Fucking love to do. Oh! Yeah, look what I did. Oh, fucking well.
Kids are so stupid.
Looks like I'm retired.
And retarded.
Why the fuck did I just do that?
A moment of clarity.
At least I got it on video. Now I'm permanently playing Setmania.
Yeah, part of the screen is burned with the image of that game.
Now I'm permanently playing Setmania. You know, got my fucking life bar, score, mid-fire, key setup or some shit. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Shortcuts or some shit. Now I need a new monitor. Like, I probably shouldn't even play again because shit like this will just happen again. Like, look, that, fucking that, fucking that.
Yeah, he's pointing the camera at all of the holes in the wall caused by his fist and his head.
Oh, I should probably fucking quit this game. Look, I fucking put my head through my wall.
He put his head through a wall because of a game called Stepmania. Fag. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you like the program, support it by signing up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. And in turn, you'll get some cool stuff. Every week we do bonus episodes, also extended programs like the one we did yesterday, and video casts like the one I have for you today. If you want it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. If you happen to know a Sideshow member in real life, why don't you say thanks? Because they're the ones that are keeping this program going. Also, if you haven't checked out Distorted View's new website, do so right now, and don't forget to participate in all it has to offer, like the message boards. You can leave comments. There's a nifty little button now on the show notes labeled Retweet. You just click on that, and you can spread the distortion to all of your Twitter followers. And if you have a couple extra minutes, give Distorted View a review over there on iTunes. Most of them that I've read, we've got about 129 reviews, and most of them are good reviews. There's a couple of people that do not find Distorted View entertaining, but I gotta say, even the negative reviews are great, in my opinion. Like this one, couldn't even pass for juvenile. Ding, 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 right on the nose. Also, here's another one. Relies on a lot of poop humor. And finally, this program goes too far and really hurts the entire medium of entertainment as a whole. DV, single-handedly destroying the concept of entertainment since 2004. Ting! All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one is really short, and it comes from our most fucked-up state. Stay with me!
Florida. Our most fucked-up state!
Yeah, specifically Panama City, Florida. A man was arrested after inhaling 28 cans of whipped cream at a Walmart. The 33-year-old man was observed by a loss prevention officer picking up, opening, and sniffing the 7-ounce cans of whipped cream. Each can contains nitrous oxide. Why would anyone huff that shit? Simple. It makes them feel
like I'm walking on sunshine. It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Come on, you knew I'd have to include an Allison clip in there. Yes, each can contain nitrous oxide or laughing gas, and when inhaled, will induce a condition of intoxication. The man was arrested for inhalation of harmful substances. The thing is, at least Allison actually bought her keyboard cleaner that she was huffing. This guy was doing it in the aisles of Walmart. Not very classy at all. He has no self-respect. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Colorado. We got ourselves a Father of the Year candidate. A 26-year-old father is being held on $1 million bond after his 2-month-old son, this can't end well, was rushed to the hospital unresponsive and suffering from a skull fracture, plus multiple bruises and bite marks. Benjamin Kohler was arrested on July 24th for investigation of child abuse resulting in serious bodily injury. Kohler and Jennifer Schmidt, who is the boy's mother, brought their infant son to the hospital on July 21st. According to the arrest affidavit, Jack had very red swollen eyes and bite marks on one leg and on one arm. Who would get so angry at a baby you'd bite it? That's a pretty frustrated father right there. I don't know how to shut this kid up! I've shaken it! I've bashed its head against the wall! Maybe taking a chunk out of its face will shut that fucking thing up. Here's the thing. Babies are really annoying, and while I don't condone chewing up its little soft head, I can definitely understand the desire to do so. I wish parents, would be a little more honest. You know, whenever you hear women talk about their kids, they just say, oh, they're a lot of work, but it's worth it. I want them to say, you know, sometimes I wish I could fucking smother that thing or put it in the microwave. Just, I would like to kill my baby so I would not have to deal with him anymore. Then maybe I could get a decent night's sleep, I wouldn't have fucking spit up on me all the time, and I wouldn't have to be wrist deep in baby shit. Because those type of thoughts run through people's minds all the time. Whenever I'm, you know, in rush hour traffic, do you know how many horrible thoughts run through my mind? But I don't act on them because I'm not an insane person. That's why it's okay to have thoughts of doing harm to your baby when it pisses you off, as long as you don't act on them, right? Is that normal? I don't know. Back to the story here. Maybe I'm just a monster. Photographs taken by Officer John Harris displayed a bruise on the top of the infant's head, bite marks on both arms and one leg, bruises above one of the eyes of the child, along with red swollen eyes. The medical professionals had spoken about a possible retinal detachment of the eye of the child. It's the eye of the child that is probably blind, popping out from the beating of his father. And the last remaining eye is all swollen and bruised, and his face and his arms are all mangled from his father. So incredibly stupid. Why do I even try to sing on this program? Not even funny, it's just sad. Sad and annoying. Alright, let's see if this story has a happy ending. The baby had to have fluid drained off of his brain, and the prognosis from the doctors is that Jack has grave injuries and definite brain damage. He's also not expected to survive. So, no to the happy ending. Final story we have for you today is a distorted view update, and it comes from the great state of Florida.
Our most fucked up state.
Yes, a woman has pleaded guilty to illegal silicone butt injections. 5 months after two women were hospitalized with serious injuries from illegal silicone injections they thought would enhance their rear ends, Sharhonda Lindsay has admitted to giving the shots. In court Monday, Lindsay pleaded guilty to 2 counts of practicing medicine without a license and was sentenced to 4 years probation. Lindsay, 33, would have gambled with a maximum 5-year prison sentence for each charge had the case gone to trial. Now, along with her probation, Lindsay will have to make restitution to her victims, Andrea Nicole Lee and Zykea Fema Teagle, who each spent 3 weeks at Town and Country Hospital with liver failure. A prosecutor... Boy, she really missed the ass when she was administering those silicone injections. How the hell did she get the liver? A plumped-up liver is never a good look. A prosecutor said Lindsay's debt to her victims exceeded $500,000. Hillsborough Circuit Judge Ronald Ficarota, or something, will reserve judgment on restitution until a firm number is set. Assistant State Attorney Matthew Smith. See, that's the kind of name I like. Matthew Smith, not Ficarota. Said one of the victims in this case sought out Lindsay for the illegal butt-enhancing procedure. Deputy said Lee paid $500 for 40 shots in the ass. Teagle paid $250 for 20. On January 29th, Lindsay administered the shots. Soon after, Teagle began vomiting and experiencing lower back pains. Lindsay turned herself into Hillsborough Sheriff deputies on February 11th after an arrest warrant was issued. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, Tim, this is the strip freak from Las Vegas. I'm calling to release my pleasure all over your face.
Nice.
And call and congratulate you on another great week of shows. I'm a Sideshow member and I'm really enjoying all the content you're putting on. And I just wanted to tell you that and release all my pleasure.
Right. Yes.
And the fact that your voice is so, so very hot. I can only talk for a little while longer because eventually the Apple Javi sick pillow takes over and I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that Harpo Jarvi. It's powerful stuff.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Dan from Texas here. Hey, man, I'm listening to this high school girl talking at the Senate or wherever the hell she's from.
City council meeting.
The one that's a stupid idiot and stuff.
Right.
Dude, we have to try and get her on the show to see how much cock it took to... Or how much cock she had to suck to get to where she was. Because if we figure out that number, then anybody could be a senator or House representative or whatever.
No, she was just a... If we're talking about the same clip here, she was just a citizen, I guess. And she was at a city council meeting or something. And, you know, they let people speak all the time. They're all...
Tim, I'm just calling, you know, to tell you that, like, trees, you know, like, make food, and they're, like, really good at it, and
yeah.
I don't know, and we should have cotton plants, and, you know, like, you know...
Yeah, I mean, that girl was a complete idiot.
Tim, don't get started.
No.
My God, could that fucking tone-deaf Sean leave a louder voicemail every fucking time? It's like, oh, God. Fucking annoying voice. Anyway, Jugu, just from Buffalo, what's up, Timmy? Hey, happy pre-birthday.
Yes! My birthday is this Saturday.
But didn't you tell us it was your birthday, like, last month?
Oh, did I? Did I want something from you? I probably wanted something from you. My real birthday is this Saturday.
I sort of remember... I think I remember you saying something about your birthday. Maybe you were just talking about it. But I don't know. Are you milking the birthday thing?
All month long. Well, the reason why I was talking about my birthday a couple weeks ago was because those people were sending in, like, Tonetta did that song for me, and then Raja William Smith did a video about my birthday.
Yeah,
so we've been talking about it all month. I'm trying to stretch it out.
Your shit. Yeah, you just want more and more.
Huh? That's right. That's exactly right.
Now, obviously, I'm from New York, you know, so I don't know if we have... The guy that called up talking about putting lemon in the Dr. Pepper, and you said that you mix something
Fanta
with your Dr. Pepper.
Orange soda.
I know it's not Shasta, you said, but it's something with the FNH. What the hell is that shit anyway?
Fanta! Fanta, F-A-N-T-A, it's everywhere. Most areas have at least orange Fanta and grape Fanta, but there are all sorts of other Fanta flavors out there, like apple and pineapple, shit like that. A lot of Hispanic, like heavily Hispanic areas will carry the apple and pineapple flavors. Also, if you've ever had Big Red, pop, it's red. It's a red flavored drink. They also make Big Peach and also Big Pineapple or Piña Grande. And again, that's marketed towards Hispanic areas.
Hey, Timmy, this is the Careful Fairy from the city formerly known as Kansas City in the near-distant monkey future.
Oh.
I'm here today with a sex term. The new sex term is the tone-deaf Sean, or is it the tone, is it? Oh, I fucked this message
up. Oh, no. You really crashed and burned on that one.
Hey, Tim. This is Chili Cheese Drinker Spitlord, Forum Troll. I almost
see. There used to be a guy who listened to the show who called himself Spitlord Deca. Or maybe it was Spite Lord. I'm not sure. And I thought you were the same person as him, but I don't think that to be true.
Expected Raymond 14's mother to look like some bizarre cross between Quetzalcoatl and a pine tree. But apparently, this kid's mom doesn't see anything wrong with what he's doing. At least
she featured on one of his videos? If so, I need a link, please.
Fuck is his mom. Took his webcam away and started posting rumors that he was dead. Thank God, can't this guy's mom do the same thing? Oh, yeah. This is a strange afterbirth of a lesbian clusterfuck. I don't know what happened, guys. Somehow he got a hold of a webcam, and so we killed him. And, yeah.
Later. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. I just found out that Vin Diesel's gay. Just thought you'd want to know that. Jagoo.
Thank you for the Vin Diesel update. Yes, I'm very interested in that.
Hey, Tim. Love your show.
Oh, a lady.
I think that's all I have to say, unless you want to marry me.
You sound like you're 12, so yes, I will marry you.
Jagoo, Nathan. Owen here. I just wanted to call and tell you that today, which is Tuesday. It's actually not today yet, but it will be when you get this voicemail.
Smart.
I'm going to be getting a wisdom tooth out, and apparently you can listen to your iPod during the procedure, so I'm going to be listening to Distorted View.
Oh.
Here's hoping that you don't play a lot of porn, because they could hear it, and that would be kind of embarrassing.
Well, if, you know, Tuesday is Sextastic Tuesday. It depends on which episode you were listening to.
Hey, Tim, it's Important Business Man. I have some more festive soda news for you. It turns out that the Pepsi throwback and the Mountain Dew throwback were too expensive to make, and they kind of nipped it in the bud before nipping it into the bud. They didn't advertise it a whole hell of a lot, I guess learning from Pepsi Clear. By the way, I'm on some crazy fucking Starbucks right now, so I'm a little zappy. But anyway, that's why they pulled it. They're not making it anymore, if you haven't heard it already.
Wait a second. No, that's wrong. Wait.
Secondly, do you remember...
First of all, when they announced Pepsi Throwback, they even had the time frame. They said it's going to be available, you know, from whatever it was, the end of April or beginning of April to, you know, the end of June. And it was always set up like that.
They're called Rondo. I don't. But I remember seeing merchandise for it. R-H-O-N-D-O. Rondo.
No.
R-H-O-N-D-O.
Not familiar with that.
I think it might have been like a precursor to Slice, maybe? Or Sprite?
I think the precursor to Slice was called Team, wasn't it? Or maybe they existed together. I don't know. T-E-E-M.
Either way, those are my two tidbits of pop information for you.
I didn't hear that about Pepsi Throwback, about the cost. Because, you know, there are other colas out there that are using real sugar, like Jones. They cost a little more anyways, but I'll have to do a little bit of research on that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Whoa, it moved and it's wrong. Oh my God. Are you even there yet?
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Even more importantly, sign up for the Sideshow if you're not already a member. I've got a video cast for you today, and we will see you back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Your backyard's full of roses. Is there something you're keeping to yourself? Your backyard's full of roses. You need a home for something else. Your backyard's full of roses. Is it full of roses? Is it full of roses?
Keep children safe from David Letterman's mouth. He will rape them with his mouth. He is a child abuser. He is a verbal pedophile.